Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Sick Puppy.
This is Senor Spoon.
Senor Spoon. Senor Puppy.
Happy anniversary.
Why, thank you, and happy anniversary to you.
Thank you. For shouldidrinkthat.com beer reviews, where even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
For 2 years and running now, man.
2 years.
This is our
two-year birthday.
Second anniversary show.
And you know what they say about two-year-olds, too. It's
see?
The terrible twos are coming up. I'm sure we can get a lot worse than we have been in the last couple of years.
It may get ugly tonight, man. We're drinking Mexican beers for our Cinco de Mayo celebration.
For those who haven't realized, our anniversary or our first show was actually back on Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, so we kind of tied ourselves to every anniversary show has something to do with Cinco de Mayo now.
Well, last year we just got...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
We stayed up all night. Drink until dawn, I think it was.
Drink till dawn.
Well, the cool thing was back on May 5th of 2006, we released the first show, Cinco de Mayo, so you could go back and take a look or listen to that train wreck where we recorded on a webcam.
Yeah, it was ugly.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. But I'm just looking back at our old show notes and... I'm surprised we even made a second one after that. That was pretty bad.
I thought my liver was unhealthy before I started this show. Oh, I think it's gotten worse, man.
Oh, I know. Mine's gotten progressively worse.
You think?
That's why I work out. Yeah. So I can keep that damn thing healthy.
Right.
So?
Like everybody I work out with, man, they're like, dude, you're drinking all that beer. You're never going to lose any weight. You know what I tell them? I don't care. I'm just trying to maintain.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Maintain.
I'm just trying to maintain. That's all.
I'm working my beer muscles. Muscles.
And while we're talking about beer, man, what's our first beer?
Bohemia. I haven't had this one before. Actually, all the beers that we've had except for one, we haven't tried yet. That's the best way to put it. We actually found Mexican beers that we haven't tried. Well, you know what? After 2 years, you know, hopefully they would get something else in that we haven't had for Mexican
stuff. Yeah, right.
There isn't a wide variety, so.
And I'll be damned. It says imported on the bottle.
Well, check that out.
Who'd have thunk?
It comes from another state. You can see it's imported, yeah,
exactly.
Too, technically.
All right, I'm cracking my Bohemia, brother.
This bad boy is a Vienna lager. It's at 5.3% ABV.
No, wait here.
Yeah,
here's the bottle opener slash butt plug.
And it figures that the first beer that we opened has foil on it.
I knew you were going to say that.
Foil. Spoon hates
Senior
foil.
Senor Spoon hates foil. Dude.
Oh, man.
You know, to all our listeners, I think this may be a chugging show.
Oh, this is going to be a long night.
You know what we say. We both hate it. We chug it.
Now, we do have that rule is in effect tonight that if both of us don't like it, we both chug it. And also, we have another surprise for you guys. For Ian's guys, at the very end, we'll talk about it. Because it's going to be a fun, long night.
Well, yeah, tomorrow's going to suck, I think, dude.
Well, it's not going to be long for you people listening because we have the power of editing.
Yeah, right. No doubt.
So Rapier has this as a B-. Surprising.
Yeah, not bad, I guess. It's not a C.
Did I
say
Beer Advocate or Rapier? Whatever.
Whatever.
Rapier has it a 14. Beer Advocate's a B-. Yeah. And just a little note on this one. Brewed since 1900, Bohemia is a full-flavored European-style pilsner named in honor of the famous hop growing and beer brewing region, I should say, of the Czech Republic.
No lime required.
Yeah, we might touch that again. Look at, oh, mine's
going. Yeah, just on that note as well, all these Mexican beers, we have no fruit for the beers. No limes, no lemons, nothing. So
no training wheels.
Right.
All right. Let's try this. All right, man. Here we go. First beer for the anniversary. Second anniversary show.
It has a nice color to it. Some good bubbles. Little to no head on it.
This isn't bad. Wow. Oh, it's kind of
A little aftertaste to it. Kind of a sour
milk.
Yeah.
It's got that milk buildup in your mouth. Oh. It tastes good, but it's it's really hanging around there.
This is definitely I would classify this as a craft lawnmower beer.
Yeah, if you're going to go for one. This one actually isn't that bad.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of impressed, dude.
Oh.
It's only going to get worse from here.
That's really sitting on my tongue. It's collecting.
It's good, man. I like it. It sits well, but you know that first taste had that little sour bite to it. But let me try that again.
And not to really shock you, but according to Beer Advocate, for food pairings, Latin American cuisine.
You think?
Just reading the website. I'm just saying.
That's a shocker.
Yeah. And they do recommend that you keep this at 35 to 40 degrees Fahrenheit because just like all BMCs.
Cold is good because you can't taste the motherfucker.
It hides the flavor. Yeah, there's no blue thing on here. No Think Blue, no Blue Code Blue bullshit.
Yeah, the label doesn't turn blue.
It would turn green.
Yeah.
Because it's got a little gold and a little blue. We're going to turn a little green here. So what do you do? What can you tell us about Cinco de Mayo that our fans may not know?
I kind of compare it to St. Patrick's Day in the United States. It's an excuse to drink, really.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
It is. Americans
it's an excuse to get shit faced.
Americans find any reason to drink.
I mean, most of you Corona swillers, you know, think it's the equivalent of 4th of fucking July in Mexico. Huh. Wrong.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I mean, Mexico's Day of Independence is September 16th, back in 1810. And, you know, as for Cinco de Mayo, excuse me.
The carbonation's already getting there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the 5th of May is actually a celebration of when the Mexicans beat the shit out of the French at the Battle of Puebla.
Oui.
Puebla.
It's not Pueblo, Colorado.
So basically, if you're not Mexican, why the fuck are you celebrating this holiday?
Because we like to drink.
Yeah, I guess.
So that's what killed me is, all right, first of all, we're dressed in Mexican attire for this.
We have Mexican garb, I like to call it.
We have swag. We have
Mexican swag.
We're wearing these like rainbow color tassel throw, what are these things? I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know.
They look like they're big Mexican dickies. That's basically what they are. And then we also have sombreros on. Unfortunately, since I don't have a mustache, I had to draw one on. Sick Puppy, on the other hand, has a mustache, so he didn't have to worry about that. I've got the lower part of the goatee. He has the top. Then we also have...
I get confused for an illegal immigrant all the time.
Well, then we also have some decorations hanging up here. We've got a big old fiesta bell and brightly colored rainbow shit all over the place. And a palm tree.
A palm tree, a little pinata action.
Oh, there will be pictures.
And what you're wearing, by the way, is a serape.
Is that what it is?
Or serape.
Serape.
But I don't want to say serape because it makes me giggle when I say rape.
Serape.
So I'm guessing, you know, serape.
Serapa. We'll make it.
All you scholars out there that know Spanish, you can correct us.
Yeah, I took honors French. I have no idea. So.
I have no idea.
All right.
What do you think, man?
Not bad.
Not bad. First one out of the, gate.
Yeah, but it's, oh, man.
First one across the border is not bad.
Can I see your green card?
These came over legally.
As far as we know. Actually, let me see the bottle for a second. I'm curious about some.
What's
actually,
that?
There's not that much writing on here, so I...
Yeah, it's kind of a, would you say, limited label?
Well, it's actually imported through White Plains, New York.
Right, right.
Which is across the border for us. State border.
I can't pronounce the actual producers.
What it is? Yeah. All right.
Wow. How do you say cheers in Spanish, dude?
Cheers.
El cheerzo.
I have no idea. Like I said, I took French. I have no clue. And so I could talk to hockey players.
Wow. That's fucked up.
And go to Canada and not get the shit kicked out of me.
Does Mexico have a hockey team?
Yes, they do.
They do?
Just like Jamaica has a bobsled team.
Wow.
They're not very good.
They all drown in spring training.
Do we have any hits from Mexico? I haven't even checked. We might.
Probably.
They're all listening like motherfuckers.
Yeah, we don't care. They're in Mexico.
They're not, motherfuckers. Well, one thing I wanted to bring up, too. You mentioned the lime thing. If you go back to episode one, you'll hear all the stories about the limes.
Basically, yeah, we covered that, didn't we?
Basically, it's a big marketing bullshit scheme. If you put that in your Corona, do yourself a favor. Put your bottle of beer down, spread your legs, and have someone kick you square in the nuts.
As I like to say, eat a bullet.
It does nothing. It has a lime flavor to it.
There's some history behind it, like to keep the flies off the top of the bottle, but...
Yeah, because the old caps...
That had a function, not a flavor. Yeah,
the old caps on the bottles were actually tin. They didn't have that plastic on the inside.
Rust.
Yeah, so it would get rust on there, and the acidity inside the limes, would take all that shit away. But since you listened to episode one, you already know this, because you're our loyal fans. And then also was because it keeps the flies away.
Right. They don't like that acidic...
I don't know. It's maybe they
taste.
Because they always smelled like shit. The flies were around.
I think that just the flies are smarter than the people. Little Mexican flies. This beer sucks, man.
Back in the day. We're not saying all Mexicans are like that. Now they're more civilized and cultured because they have resorts that take all of our money. That's why we keep throwing cash at them.
I digress.
I got black shit all over my hands from my drawn-on mustache.
Your faux stash.
My faux stash. My faux stash was made with eye black that I use for baseball. And let me tell you, I'm pretty pimping.
Yeah, he's looking mighty sexy.
Guess new main to Dirty Sanchez.
Dude.
Tiki Jet tonight.
If you're unfamiliar with a Dirty Sanchez, Senor Spoon, would you like to tell the folks what a Dirty Sanchez is? This is SIDT, after all. I'm
not going into those details. I explained it on Tiki Chat.
Just Google it. You'll figure it out.
We have to keep a level of decorum. And you know what?
Did you say decorum?
Decorum.
Wow.
I'm just throwing out words from my dictionary of the day. Yeah.
All right. I'm about to finish my...
some people out there,
Bohemia.
I think for the most part, everyone knows what a Dirty Sanchez is.
Trust me. There's some people that don't.
So
of course, the people that listen to the show probably already do.
Yeah. Our fans know what that is. If you don't, do yourself a favor and...
Google it.
I had to tell...
Not at work, though. You'll get blocked or
actually, you know
in
what?
Trouble.
That might make the next brain gravy because they were recording when I had to explain to a couple people what Dirty Sanchez is. So we might have to tell you to check out a future episode of Brain Gravy for that. All right. Let's finish this beers.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
Or El Gierzo.
El Wapa.
Wapa. Done and done.
Oh, man.
The carbonation is making me burp.
That's pretty rough.
Actually, dude, I was just going to say that. It's not bad. This is a south of the border beer I'd actually buy again.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I wouldn't buy a shitload of it, but...
Now, you know what you do? This is kind of like the Dos Equis. If you want to, like, impress a girl... Or if you're a chick, you want to press, or if you're in whatever you're into, mules.
Wow, we could go a whole other tangent on that
one,
dude.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, this is actually a really good beer to impress somebody with because it's a shitty Mexican beer, but it doesn't taste too bad.
If this means anything, it's better than Corona.
Yes. But see, Corona's got that whole following, though, because of marketing.
Yeah.
Those dumbass commercials of the same guy sitting on a beach. And then the half moon goes into the glass. Blah, blah.
You know, since we're talking about Corona Spoon,
what?
I have a beer for you.
What's that?
Soul.
Soul.
We're gonna drink some Soul tonight. Not S-O-U-L, people. Soul. It's S-O-L.
Oh, the Corona clone.
Yeah, it's a Corona clone.
Oh, all right.
Let me hit the beer fridge, man. Keep chatting away, brother.
The sick puppy went to Three Sons recently and said, "Hey, I bought a bunch of Mexican beers for our show. Wait till you check out some of these ones that I got." So me and him were talking. So I don't know what a couple of these are. I was surprised here that he did get Soul. So since we're doing a Mexican show, do you have like a big block of...
You're surprised I have a Soul or that I picked up some Soul?
We should, if you want to get really old school and ghetto, we could just get a big old metal tin, throw a block of ice in there. Oh my God, that's what we're drinking. What the hell is this thing? Look at that. Dude, this looks like...
Yeah, clear glass bottle, no color.
It looks like the champagne of beers.
Oh, dude, to me it looks like a 12-ounce urine sample. I don't know, wow. Brother.
There's not much to this.
Cerveza importada.
Beer Advocate, D+.
Yeah.
Great beer, nothing.
There's nothing there.
This seriously looks like colored water.
Oh, dude, it looks horrible right out of the bottle. I can't believe people like actually would buy this on purpose. It's just, I'm scared to drink this one, dude.
This doesn't even look healthy.
I know. It doesn't even look like a beer. It
looks like somebody pissed in a bottle and capped it.
Dude, I can see you through the entire glass bottle and through the beer. And
I can see you, too.
Yeah, honestly, dude, take a picture of this. Hold on. It looks like urine.
It does. It's, oh, man. This is going to get bad. This is going to get bad really, really quick.
It's going to get badder. Badder and badder and badder.
Oh, my God. Look at that thing. It is so clear. Seriously, it's like it came out of my Aquafina bottle. Look at that. But I do have to give it credit. It does have more head than the Bohemia that we just had.
Yeah, there wasn't much head to that at all.
Wait, there it goes.
It'll dissipate, trust
there
me.
There it goes. Now it's gone.
As the bubbles rise, the head goes away.
It is like urine. When you were a kid and you had to go on long trips with your parents, did you ever have
pee in a bottle?
Yeah.
That's what it reminded me of.
That's what it looks like. We didn't have bottles because we weren't, you know, that rich up in Erie. We only had like old peanut butter jars and shit like that.
That's what this reminds me of. Old Milwaukee cans.
Yeah. Golden Anniversary. Yeah, you're driving down 79, dad finishes a bottle, he goes, here you go, you gotta go, finish that.
Oh, dude, that's got some funk to it.
Yeah, this one is going
to
be funky.
Why do you use such a big beer mug, dude? If I have to chug this, I'm going to spill it all over myself.
Oh! That's Corona. That is so,
yeah,
Corona.
That's what I hear. I've actually never tried this beer before, so here we go.
Oh, he's crying.
Sucks.
He's crying. Man up, buddy. Get those tears out of your eyes.
Ugh. That's
horrific. That picture's a keeper. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, if you're wondering what that clicking noise is in the background, we're taking photos for your enjoyment.
And so we can remember when we're arrested later, we can remember what all happened.
We got evidence against ourselves.
Ugh.
That's fucking bad. If I was stuck on a fucking Caribbean island somewhere and it's the only thing I had to drink, I'd kill myself drinking salt water. That's bad.
No, this is when you would switch over to those foo-foo drinks.
Yeah.
Because, you know, even the natives would go, dude.
Well, I said if this is the only drink available, I meant hard liquor included.
Oh, okay. I was going to say,
because you know I'd be hitting the rum and
even
shit.
Even the natives would go, dude, trust me. It's all right. Yeah, right. It's all right to drink mixed drinks here. Have you had the beer?
Fucking Mexico laughs at us for drinking Corona, for Christ's sake. That is one bad fucking beer.
All right. You ready to do this? We don't even have to bring it up for a vote.
What are you talking about?
There's no voting on this one.
Oh, no way.
The face that you made?
Even if one of us said, no, I like it, I know he's fucking lying. This is bad.
This is extremely bad. And this is why you listen to us, because we're here to tell you which Mexican beers are nice.
Yeah, this is bad, dude. Cheers, I think.
Purge, all right. Let's chug this.
Oh, a carbonation. Oh, it's like soda. Oh, man, that is like chugging a big-ass 2-liter
seltzer.
Bottle of pop.
It's like seltzer.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Oh, my God, my throat.
That chug was rough.
My soul's kicking my own ass.
Oh, so, dude, I have a tear in my eye from that. That was bad.
Mm. Ooh. We chugged a lot of shit on this show.
That shit.
That was tougher than when I had to do, the 120 wasn't bad, but that was tougher than trying to do the 22-ounce Arrogant Bastard.
And you know, I've even heard rumors on the net with this stuff that even like 2 or 3 of these will give you a hangover from hell.
So what you're saying is it's a Budweiser product, too.
Yeah, basically. I mean, this is, by the way, Corona's biggest competitor. So, again, I'm not Spanish or Mexican or whatever. I don't even know what the hell soul means, but I don't really care because this beer sucks really bad.
Well, we can find out if you really want. I mean, if you want to know that bad.
Is it Google time?
I could hit the Google. Man, we are like Belgian machines.
I know. This is really carbonated, and we're chugging it. It's like chugging seltzer water.
Now, see, we don't Google that. We babblefish it.
Ah, there you go. Babblefish that. Probably a made-up word.
Oh.
Product of Mexico. Imported beer brewed and bottled by Cerveza Moctezuma Monterrey NL Mexico. Hencha in Mexico. Does that mean made in Mexico, I assume?
Uh-oh.
Well, what's it mean? Does it mean crap?
Oh, there. No, it was just taking a while for it to get to connect to Alta Vista. All right, so we got Sol, S-O-L. Translate from Spanish to English.
English.
Sun.
Hey, that makes sense. You know why? Because there's a sun on the fucking label.
We are.
Three letters each. Hey.
Wow. We're fucking geniuses on this show. I couldn't tell if that was the sun or the moon. But I guess the rays next to it. Yep.
Yeah. That's funny as hell.
There you go.
Soul.
Well, you didn't come to Should I Drink That for language lessons.
I think my esophagus just had soul burn.
Oh.
Brumch.
Ugh. Ay, caramba.
Scratch that one up for the beer Sick Puppy actually despises.
You'd say that's a despisable beer?
Yes, I would fucking highly say that's a despisable beer.
All right.
It may be one of the beers, though, where, like, if you're down there vacationing on the beach, you're there, and the ambiance is there, yeah, and the memories are with it.
Well, you know what? That's like when I drink why I really want that Pinton.
But to buy it up here, what the fuck are you thinking?
That's why I think it's like that whole Pinton thing for
why
me
don't
down
you
the
do
Caribbean.
A shout-out request for that right now for our listeners, because I can't find that shit either.
It's because it's not shipped to the United States. It's only available down in the...
Somebody got to have it.
Well, there's one guy on Beer Advocate that has it, but he's had it for so long, I don't know if I'd want to drink it.
Yeah, get it anyway. What the hell?
Yeah, that's true. I would actually pay top
dollar. Do it for the show.
I would pay top dollar for a case of that stuff.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
See, now I want to try it. So if anybody has that, send it our way, would you?
It tastes like Mexican beer, but it reminds me of my honeymoon in St. Lucia. So I'm like, dude, I would absolutely get some of that stuff.
Really? See, there you go. That's that whole emotional connection to the product.
Yeah. And I'm sure if people are down in Mexico.
I would never buy that shit here, ever.
If people go to Cancun and drink that, like, dude, it's the best stuff in the world.
Yeah, soul on the beach.
Well, it reminds me of that time that guy came by selling me weed.
All right, that was a quick review of that crap.
Yeah, we're flying through these. This is going to be a fast show. Blah. But we're going to have a special for you at the end. Which
hey, you know what? You know what we're doing next? Señor Spoon.
What?
This is a familiar one. And I love saying the name of this beer.
Oh,
even
I know
if
what
it's
this is.
Crap, I love the pronunciation and I love it.
We should do a special audio thing for this.
Are you ready? It's Tecate.
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 Run-of-the-mill lager. It's just a
Bush
damn
beer
sexy name,
Mexico.
Man. Tecate.
I
believe Tecate is a Mexican city or town, if I remember from our first show.
Tecate? Wow. You know what? Grab the bottle. Tecate. I bet you it's probably on there. It's been a while since I've listened to our first show, and we should probably go back and actually listen to it, because I'm really curious to see, you know, compare the two shows right now.
I think I actually remember liking this beer.
You might have. I don't remember. I know once I have it, because I have not had it since our first show. And I do have to laugh, because Beer Advocate has no information on any of these beers. And I'm too damn lazy to look at Rape Beer. That's an extra tab I got to open in Firefox, and fuck it.
Now, you were talking about earlier about, you know, impressing the chicks with the beer. This is my pick.
This is your pick?
Yeah, because just the way you could say it to her.
Tecate.
What are you drinking?
Tecate. Dude, we should make a commercial for Tecate.
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 We drink Tecate, so you don't have to.
Excuse me, is that a Tecate in your hand?
Is that a Tecate in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Bartender, two Tecates.
Thank you.
When I'm out with my woman bustling down the street.
Yeah, we're probably pronouncing it wrong. It's probably Tecate.
Yeah, it probably is.
That's Tecate.
When I'm going down the streets of Santo Poco, and El Guapo is on his way, I only want to drink Tecate. Don't forget about all the rape and pillaging he's about to do.
You can nickname it T-Cat.
T-Cat. Tecate.
I'm going to crack mine open, man.
All right.
I think I remember liking this beer, dude.
Well, then I hope it doesn't let you down. Can you give me an open?
They're twist-offs.
Are they?
That's the beer geek in all of us. We don't even attempt to twist it off.
There's arrows on the side.
You just crank it with a bottle opener, man.
Okay, let's see.
That's fucking funny.
That's funny that you just did that.
Force of habit, brother.
Well, it's pouring like... Hold on.
All the rest?
Yeah. It's pouring like the other ones. It's got a... Oh, that's actually has a nice golden color to it.
I think I remember liking the aroma of this one, too. It's got a malty, skunky aroma to it that's just indistinguishable from all the rest.
Not too bad. Ready to give this one a shot?
Not really.
Yeah,
cheers.
Cheers.
It's got that familiar Mexican beer aftertaste to it, but it's maltier than the others.
Tastes like Busch. Wait.
Hold on. The Busch beer of Mexico, right?
Yes.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Like Busch beer. So
it doesn't taste like pussy.
So the people that would really enjoy this beer would be Danjita, Java Head, and JD, and probably everybody else from that
Some
crew.
Some of our past guests on the show, guest hosts, if you will.
Dangina.
Love that name.
While we're talking about him, hey, congratulations.
Congratulations, Dan.
He got married.
And, dude, I apologize. I could not be there. I was there with you in spirit, brother.
I represented. And let me tell you, I did more than my fair share of drinking for the two of us.
What did he have on tap?
There wasn't anything on tap. It was all bottles.
Well, yeah, but it was figure of speech.
It was up at a country club up in Erie. So they had typical BMC beers that were up there. And I think they might have had Yingling also. But I'd have to admit, I didn't drink beer while I was up there.
Attaboy.
I drank a lot of gin.
Nice.
Father Spoon loves the gin.
Filtered or unfiltered?
Yes. Although I was kind of pissed at the one bartender I had. First guy I went up to, I'm like, I want a martini. Made a perfect martini.
Right,
delicious.
Right. Second guy, not so good.
I went up to the lady. I'm like, I want a martini.
Oh, that's a chick.
And she's like, all right. I'm like, I want a dirty martini. She's like, all right. She takes the fucking olive, like the bin that the olives are in,
right,
and pours the juice in. I'm like, what are you doing?
Wow, you did correct her, did you
not? Yeah, like, it's supposed to be a splash. just a splash. She's like, oh, sorry, here. I'm like, I'm not drinking this.
Like, yeah, dude, that's like me finishing the thing of green olives and just chugging down the fucking liquid.
The plus side was the gin sat right on top of it. So I knew when I was getting
nice.
I even gave it to Lushy. I'm like, you got to try this. She took a sip. She's like, oh, my God, it's olive juice. I'm like,
yep.
Yeah, there's a little bit too much in that one. So I went back up there. I went back to the dude, told him what happened. He's like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. So he gave me like four olives, like big honking olives.
Sweet, dude.
I didn't go back to that chick the rest of the night. I ended up tipping this guy like 10 or 15 bucks. I'm like, dude, you hooked me up.
Atta boy.
You gave me like a bottle of gin, basically, in my drinks.
Fucking A.
But it was good to see all those guys. And you know, Dan
yeah,
looks
I'm sorry
great.
I missed it, man. I had family things going on. I just couldn't make it.
Yeah, he was totally understandable. You know, shit
happens. I'm glad to hear that.
But it's, dude.
I love his wife, too. She's a great girl.
It was great to hang out with all those guys again. You know, we're definitely going to get them on a show again here soon. Because we had a the stories that happened, you know, post-party. Wow.
Nice.
Well, you can see with the videos, too. I think it was like in 17 was one of the videos. And well, they were here for the Hardcock, too.
A Hardcock Ale.
Hardcock and...
A.K.A. Railbender.
Yes.
Bastards.
So they were here for some of our more popular shows. Yeah, in fact, when Dan showed up here, he had him and Java had both brought like...
St. Ides.
Yeah, they brought 40s with them because they didn't know what was going on. They're like, Oh, you guys drink craft beers.
We already did the ghetto show, dude. You're too late on that one.
That's why we have to bring them back for another ghetto show.
Yes. Oh, them guys, definitely. When's Tukey Williams' anniversary? Is the execution? I forget.
It was December. We already missed it.
Oh, we missed it. Yeah. Well, look forward to that show at the end of this year.
We'll see when somebody else got shot. And we'll...
yeah, it's bound to happen, right?
Yeah, I'm sure there's gang shootings all the time. We can find somebody to, you know, have a memorial. If you know somebody that was killed by a gangbanger, let us know. We'll have a show dedicated to them with malt liquors.
Wow. We'll pour one for your homie. We're way getting off a tangent on the Mexican show here.
Yeah, we have to fill the dead space somehow.
Even Mexican gangbangers, if you know one's got shot.
What do you think they pour? Do they have 40s?
Oh, they
Mexican
got 40s.
Beer?
Well, you know, in L.A. and shit, you know.
Crazy Horse.
Kind of the same fucking crowd, really.
I bet you it's Crazy Horse. As I get black shit all over my hands.
It's Tecate. I know they don't make Tecate in 40s. It's only in the 12-ounce cans and bottles.
They should. I'd buy one. It's not really that bad.
Yeah, actually.
I just want to dig on Bush beer a little bit there. That's why I felt like
I mean, it's
doing
it's not bad. Great, but it ain't bad either.
No. It's eh.
If I showed up at a barbecue and somebody had a case of Tecate.
I would drink it.
I'd drink it, yeah.
In fact, if a family of mine's listening to our show, which I know they don't, but if they do, and we're getting ready for a summer cookout, if you show up, if you have Tecate, I'll drink that. If you bust out the Corona again,
I'll kill you.
Don't be offended if I go back to water.
Nice.
I'll probably get more of a buzz.
Fucking A.
Or I'll just bring my own and keep it in the car. And all my cousins will go to my car and say, what do you got? Dude, I know you got something in there. Hell, even my brother would go, dude, I know you have something in there.
Please bring something, dude.
You're the beer snob of the family. You have to have something in your trunk. Just a second.
Speaking of beer at Studio A, I have so much beer in my beer cooler right now. I actually had to put tonight's beers in my food fridge.
I haven't looked at that yet. Although we have decorations all around it.
It's chock full of brews.
Brews?
Brews. Cross between booze and brew. Brews. You know, this whole show got me thinking, too, when we were up at the brewery in Erie, PA, they have a really kick-ass drink up there. It's kind of Mexican-themed, really. It's a margarita, but they call it a beer-garita.
That was delicious. I had like four of
those. It sounds horrible, people, I know, but it's really good.
Trust us on this one. There's pictures of it from, I believe it was episode 29, the Brew Erie Great International Beer Festival. Has pictures of the beer garita.
That's when Sick Puppy got shit fucking faced beyond belief.
There's a reason why we never released the video from that we took.
Not all of them anyway.
Well, we went up there the night before so we could go, you know, interview everyone, talk to Chris and Gary and all those guys, talk to Dom and OJ. And by the end of the night, the videos were just way out of hand. It's if we ever have a special. Was it, what I say was greatest shits?
Greatest shits DVD.
We'll throw that video on there. We've tinkered with it off and on, and oh my god,
Sick Puppy was a train wreck.
I just remember when Leshy came to pick us up, and she's like, "Oh my god!"
Oh dude, I remember ruining my good SIDT T-shirt with beer. I spilled a dark beer all over it, trying to chug it.
Well, it's because you tried to hit on that 5-year-old ghost or whatever, 6-year-old. Who's really like 72 years old now. So she's matured.
See, there you go. So all in all, the Tecate is a half-decent beer. A little maltier than most. Still got that Mexican beer like aftertaste to it. You know what I mean?
It's not bad. It definitely is.
A little sour, I think. The smell might turn you off if you're not used to these beers. The aroma of this isn't pleasant at all.
So here's a question I have for you that you can sit back and dwell on.
For me or for the...
For you.
Okay.
For you, not for our fans. Our fans could let us know this too.
All right.
What's your favorite moment from the last 2 years? What was your favorite show?
My favorite show?
And don't say this one.
Hands down,
of the
dude.
Previous 36 shows that we've done.
Hands down for me, it was the ghetto show. The Malt Liquors. I loved that show so much.
Why is that?
Because it was fun. We were just drinking some off-the-wall shit. We had a blast that night, man. And we always have fun on the show, but that night It was special.
It was very special. Well, we had a good time because we actually sat down and planned that for a little bit. And
somebody got executed too. That made my day.
Yeah, it was episode 11. Life Begins at 40.
That was episode 11.
Yeah, that long ago. And,
damn.
Yeah,
dude.
The Tukey Williams Show. We drank King Cobra, Hurricane, Lucky 7-Eleven, and St. Ides.
Yeah, that was my favorite show, dude. And then we also did Mad Dog, I believe.
Yeah, the Mad Dog 2020.
I think we had two flavors of that crap, didn't we?
Yeah, we had the grape and the strawberry banana.
Strawberry banana, that was it.
Yeah, that stuff was just, that was rank.
Highly geared towards college kids who are broke because it's like $5 a fifth, if even that, maybe $4.
I think my favorite part of that whole show was going into Oakland, and we videotaped the whole, if you go back,
the 40s and down in the ghetto.
This is before we spliced all the videos together, started doing that, so there's like five different parts of this. Because we were still noobs at the time. It was, you know, December of 06. And I just remember we're driving through Oakland, and Sick Puppy's like, dude, look, man, it's the cathedral. So we got video, you know, going down Forbes Avenue, walking into to the original Dirty O, Dubai 40s.
Join us on our road trip for the 40s.
Oh, that was just a blast. Going in there, the guy's just like, dude, can't shoot video here, man.
That's what I thought was funny, too, is, you know, around where Studio A is, they have 40s at some of these bars, but they're all Bud Miller Coors. So we had to like do an hour round trip just to get beers for the show for that night. It was great.
Oh yeah, that was a blast. It's if you want to get 40s in Pittsburgh, the Dirty O or
the Dirty O, well,
the original O, whatever.
The original O, yeah, nicknamed the Dirty O,
yes,
I guess,
is the place to go. They have the most extensive collection,
a plethora of gangsta beers.
Yes, I think we have a picture of their beer menu too, which is like
if we tried every beer that they had on a show, it'd be like a 8-hour show.
Oh my god, dude, I would be so bloated from all that beer.
I mean, you go in there and just the coolers are full of nothing but 40s. It's impressive. If you're a 40s fan, that's the place to be. Trust me.
Let me tell you, when I was living in Oakland back in 98, 99, early 2000s,
frequent trips to the Dirty O,
dude, that place was, you know, like a mile walk from. Yeah, right. So I would just go there. I'd stock up. Because why the hell would I drive through there? And then you just start walking back, and people go, hey, you got 40s? Come on in. And you just party like the whole way back. So by the time like Griff and I would get back to my house, we'd already be trashed. But what were we doing? Shit.
And we're out of beer now.
All right, you're on the couch. See ya. Lock the door when you leave.
Good times. What was your favorite episode, man?
Yeah, shit. I knew I was going to ask you that. I didn't think about mine.
Yeah, right back at you, brother.
All right, well, you know, I had a lot of fun with number 11. So I won't say that's my favorite one.
Yeah, hands down, that's my favorite. I don't even have to think about that. I love that malt liquor show.
I had a lot of fun going to all the brew fests in the
breweries. Oh, yeah. So that's not really a specific episode, though, you know?
So I would have to say, like sit down, best time that I had with it besides number 11.
What about your Studio A episodes?
Studio A, let's see. Well, it's, you know, hands down, I love the Dogfish Chug. I had so much fun that night. I was blitzed. I'd have to say Studio B when we did the marathon.
Ah, the marathon.
Episode 9.
The part 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, when I brought the beers back from.
That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
That was like a 7-hour marathon.
Fucking day, dude.
That's when we first introduced the beer goddess and intern Nick. And it was just a good time hanging out down in my garage at my old place, just kicking it and having a good time. And
it was awesome, but I never want to do a 3-parter show like that again.
Never. So mine would probably actually be, I think it would be episode 9. I had a ton of fun. I had fun with the other shows, but that one, we got away with so much stuff that night. I had a good time also for our live shows. Like Jekyll and Hyde was a blast.
Oh, yeah. We got to get back down there, too.
John Harvard's, it was okay time. It was our first time out.
John Harvard's? You weren't there.
Or not John Harvard's. Hurford and Hops.
Yeah, Hurford and Hops.
Yeah, I wasn't at John Harvard's.
Yeah.
But, the beer fest, we've always had a great time at. So, you know, I like those.
Yeah, those are givens, I think. That's why I mentioned the Studio A. You know, what's your favorite?
I think that's the most memorable one of Studio A. No, shit.
Yeah, he's undecided.
It's going to go back to episode 11. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
I think that was the most fun that we had, like, prepping and just full-out execution.
Yeah, it was a crazy fucking day.
I mean, the other shows, like, when we did Gambler's Beers, the beers
right.
from...
I mean, it's hard to pick, but that's just that one that stands out in my head is the ghetto show.
The ghetto, down in the ghetto. So, yeah, those were fun. Actually, I had to think for a second. I had a lot of fun with episode 16, which is when we had Clark's beers.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was our first time doing pretty much all like homebrews.
Yeah, homebrews.
So
yeah.
That was a really cool experience for me. It's like I've drank your homebrews before, but for someone to actually
send them. What do you mean, but? Wait.
Some people.
Oh, they send them in. Okay.
Yeah, they send them in. Like,
I thought he was going to bash my beers.
No, they were good beers.
Thanks.
The vaginal blood fart, let me tell you.
I haven't made that one yet, but well, I'm working on that one. For these,
oh, the yeast infection, that's what it was. Yeast infection,
yeah. Well, yeah.
You brought that over when I was moving out this
I'm
way.
I'm going to make a red ale, and I'm going to call it vaginal blood fart red. That's what he was getting at.
Yeah. But the original birthday bash we had was, oh, man, last year was freaking
yeah,
great
time. A lot of crazy times, man. I hope this continues until I'm dead, which will probably be next Tuesday.
By a truck, because you're walking through the road. So yeah, that's. I just thought I'd bring that up. You know, we never really talked about that before with our other fans. So let us know what your favorite show is.
Exactly.
Of ours.
Yeah, let us know, man.
We know that the first one started out pretty archaic, and we've grown with you.
Right.
You know, doing all these shows. So yeah, let us know what works, even what doesn't work. You know, fill out our contact form. That's cool.
I tell you what, I'm going to mix this up a little bit because you know we always have a little contest or whatever.
Okay.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Well, we have a contest going on right now.
Well, here's what I'm thinking, Senor Spoon.
Are we going to make this a joint contest?
Well, hear me out.
Okay.
On our last show, Bill from Three Sons is going to donate a Three Sons Dogs and Suds t-shirt.
Yeah, the beers around the world that we had to earn that you guys don't get for free.
But here's the catch. This time, I don't want to do the first person that emails us gets it. I'm going to mix it up.
Okay.
The fifth person who emails us gets it.
The fifth? Let's make them fucking work for it.
Or do you want to actually make them write something? And I'm trying to make this easy on you, folks.
All right, here's what we're going to do.
What are we doing?
All you let us know what your favorite episode is and why. You know, make it good. Not this, oh, it's because you guys really were crazy. And No. Put some effort into it. This is free stuff, all right? Work for it for once. All right. So you'll get a Three Sons Dogs and Suds shirt. That's fine. We will throw it. If you haven't gotten it yet, maybe an issue of flavor. We'll throw that in. We'll sign that. We will get you a box of mixed goodies, and we're not going to tell you what it is. It's just going to be random stuff. So it could be bottle caps.
It's like
caps.
A Woot bag of crap.
Yeah. It's going to either be like bottle caps. We won't put cigarette butts in there.
I was thinking that, man. Damn you.
We won't do that. We're just going to get random shit and put it in a bag and give it to you.
Used rubbers from Sick Puppy?
No. They're balloons.
What's this like greasy bag with mayonnaise in it?
We'll figure out a bunch of random stuff to give to you. We'll go out to the store. We'll buy a bunch of just random drinking and SIDT-related stuff.
Yeah, don't be afraid to open the box if you do win. I was kidding.
Yeah, there won't be hazardous material, but we'll give you something cool. It's our birthday. We're giving you guys a present, so...
It'll be winter wild, let's say.
Yeah, let us know why you like the show, what your favorite episode is, why, stuff like that. And whoever has the best one, we're going to send you a prize package. We'll figure it out, too. It's what do you care? It's free.
Right.
So make sure you put in your name, your address, so we can ship it to you.
And we're generous bastards, too, so.
And try to keep it within North America, if possible.
Yeah. Actually, that's a good point. I know we have international listeners.
Like Rumbar.
Dude, funds at this time, it's domestic only. I'm sorry.
All right. We saw what it cost to ship a bottle of rum to Rumbar.
Yeah, I ain't doing that.
That was like 100-some bucks. Ain't going to happen.
If you live in like New Zealand and you win, I'm sending you a sticker.
Yeah, we'll send you a sticker. There you go.
It'll be attached to the envelope on the outside of it.
We'll send you a picture of what you could have won. And when you come to the States...
We'll send you a letter with a link to it showing what you could have won if you lived in the States.
There you go. All right, so there's the contest. We're going to expand this out. Right now, the date for the original t-shirt deal was the 31st of May. So what we'll do is we're going to keep that. So it's you have the whole month of May to come up with something.
Right.
Have it in by 11:59:59 p.m. on the last day of May, and there you go. We'll figure it out. Make it good.
Yeah, make it good because, this is a care package that I think it's going to be good for you.
Yeah, we'll do something fun with it.
Yeah, we'll do something
And also include your shirt size also. We only go up to double XL. If you're a fat bastard and you can't fit into something like that, then...
Or your penny size.
Or your... Yeah. We have thongs.
We have thongs.
Include if you're a male or a female, too, because there's some Michelles that are boys and girls, so...
We don't have male thongs.
Well, you could wear it as a female. But, dude.
Yeah, but dude, I don't want no fan photos of that.
Send us a picture of you with the stuff, too. That would be really cool. Not if you're wearing the thong, if you're a guy.
Yeah, scratch that.
Like, we had Jen send us a picture of her wearing the SID t-shirt. We've got our good friend Bubby wearing the shirt.
Right on, bro.
So if you get SIDT swag, let us know. If you've got the mugs, let's see pictures of it. We want to see these pictures. You will be on the site. If it is a little bit naughty, we might have to edit it for the site, but we will cherish those pictures that you do send us, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You'll have a special place in our hearts.
You can send us dirty ones. We'll just keep them and do other naughty things with them later.
Yeah. Okay, then. I think we need another beer.
Yeah.
Killed enough time with that one.
That conversation was getting ugly, so... What do we got going on next here?
I don't know. You're by the fridge.
That I am.
It's hard to find a good beer, but one place to go for some great information is BeerSafari.com. It can help you navigate through the jungle of beer, so check out BeerSafari.com.
All right. Sick puppy back from the beer fridge, man. Look what I got for you.
Pacifico.
Yeah, Pacifico Clara. Imported beer from, guess where? Mexico.
Japan.
Dude, I hate this beer. I've had this one before.
I've never had this. because this wasn't on the beer tour thing on at Three Sons.
Yep.
Hey, I want to thank Bill, too, from Three Sons for that last episode. That was pretty cool of him to let us hang out at the store.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Get a chance to check out Three Sons Dogs and Suds if you're local. Do it.
We know we pimp it a lot, but we also go there a lot, and they treat us pretty well. And we hang out there on most Thursday nights for their free beer sampling, so go check that out. Tell Bill Jr. that you listen to the show, and he'll probably, like, smile, and I don't know. Won't give
kick you out.
He'll probably say, okay, that's cool. I'm going to charge SIDT for your tab. And
yeah, don't do that.
And he knows better than that.
Well, even if he did, it would bounce, trust me.
Can I have the official SIDT butt plug bottle opener?
Why, certainly you can.
I wish we could get more of these things because this would be great to send out to people.
Fucking A.
But I've been to IKEA and they don't have any more of these in stock, unfortunately.
This smells like ass. This is a... Dude.
Well, Rate Beer has this as an 8. An 8.
I mean, it's a lager. It's a pale gold, you know, lager. And it is one of the top selling beers in Mexico, I guess. It's actually made popular in like 1985 by a demand from surfers and sports fishermen who had visited Mexico's west coast. And sadly, now its popularity is growing throughout the U.S.
I thought you were going to say like Spuds McKenzie.
Might as well be.
This isn't a Budweiser.
I'm going into this review already hating it. I can't wait to see what you think. This is
imported
crap.
By Crown Imports LLC, Chicago, Illinois.
La cerveza de Pacifico.
So our buddies over there at the Beer Report should be able to get this in.
Yeah, not probably. After listening to this show, they don't want it. Cheers, brother.
Oh,
yeah.
That smells rank.
It's cancer in a bottle. Nasty.
Ah. Oh, it's making my mouth. Oh. That's like,
It's a heavy Corona.
Oh.
It's the only way I can describe these beers,
the fact
man.
That it actually says add a lime.
I mean, you know, we talk about the malt profiles and the hop profiles of beers. These are just, I mean, you can't even get them a good detailed description, even if it is crap. Oh, fuck.
Oh. Oh.
That beer just plain sucks.
Well, all right, let me take one more of this, because it reminds me of
something. He just don't want to chug as much. He's taking a second opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He's swishing it.
That's like, that's a heavy Corona. Oh.
It's fucking, this beer's bad, dude. It's so wrong.
Oh. Yeah, it's. I think I'm staying away from this one.
I'm feeling bloated already.
La Cerveza de la Pacifico. Oh, man.
There's only one other person who would really just go medieval on this beer.
Who's that?
Thinking back to episode one.
I am the law!
Judge fucking Dredd.
I am the law!
For those of you who don't know, it's... Everyone has their favorite cheesy movie that they love to watch. Some reason,
I grew up with that comic book, so I really had an attachment to that flick.
For some reason, I have to watch movie, Judge Dredd every time it's on. Now, I believe
I'm the law.
Diane Lane's in that movie.
Yeah,
she's
dude.
Fucking hot. She's always hot.
You know, for a geek too, they really stuck with the comic book on that movie. You know, Sylvester Stallone was in it. And
you know who I really wish would have died in that movie? That Rob Schneider guy.
Rob Schneider.
He has like the shit roles of every movie.
He yeah. Just, he was funny in that movie, dude.
Oh yeah,
he was making fun of Sylvester Stallone. That poor guy
just can't get a decent role. I mean, yeah. He's all right. In Benchwarmers,
well, even his main movies sucked, dude. That one where he was like an animal.
Oh, yeah, I remember that with the chick, that Colleen chick from Survivor.
Oh, it was horrible.
That was bad. Benchwarmers I thought was good, but I can't see him being like the macho guy of the group. Like,
yeah,
it's just I don't know.
I remember back in the day when he was just a stand-up comedian and he was like a nobody. He did these great Elvis impersonations and shit.
I think he would be fun to hang out with.
Yeah, he's like a cool dude. But
it's kind of like David Spade. Like, he knows that.
Right.
Adam Sandler is like his go-to guy.
Yeah.
Just like Chris Farley was.
Well, dude, if they weren't all friends, man, half them guys wouldn't have fucking movie careers.
Well, Adam Sandler keeps them in work.
Exactly.
Those one-time drops here and there.
Are we chugging this? I guess we have to.
I guess, yeah.
I knew I was chugging this right out of the back because I already knew it was shit.
All right.
We do this for you people.
Yes. Salute.
That one burns too.
I don't like that very much.
Excuse me. Sorry, I don't like that, but no, I can't do it.
Better than the soul.
It's better than soul. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's bad.
Told you that one's bad.
So here's the thing.
Nobody believes me.
If you're having a Cinco de Mayo party. I mean, it's too late now because you're already downloading the show and it's Cinco de Mayo.
We're releasing this on Cinco de Mayo. Yeah.
So here's my thing. For next year, if you're going to have a party, what do you get? We already know Tecate is good, but...
Negra Modelo is good, which we don't have on the show. Oh, actually, yes, we do. We do have a Negro coming up. I apologize.
Oh, that's right, yeah. I did see you messing around with a Modelo back there, but
yeah, it's Especial. To me, it's they're taking a European style beer.
But I don't see any of these being like the party beer. Like, you're gonna have to make your own atmosphere, which is what we did because we went to Party City, which is where the party is at.
If you're a fan of tiki paraphernalia, that place is loaded with it.
If you hear me typing right now, we have Clark. From Dude Night, or a.k.a. Phil from My Life as a Foodie.
Yes.
Wanting to know how this is going down because he knew we were drinking Mexican beers tonight.
Tell him to ask later when we have that, you know, special surprise after this show. Because it's going to be a rough one.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well.
Yeah, let's move this along.
Let's just get this over with.
This is just crap after crap after crap. And, you know, don't stop the show because I already said it's all going to be crap, but...
And you already mentioned the video, so
yeah.
And there's your hint for what's coming up next, but you're going to like it.
The Modelo, I haven't had yet, and I'm kind of looking forward to it because it's from that same, you know, Negra Modelo beer crowd.
I like the Negra Modelo. When I go out to Mexican restaurants, if I see that they have that, I absolutely get that.
On the Border has it?
Yes, they do, actually. And I'm really glad they have one. You know, they have a couple of those in the whole Pittsburgh area. We went to the one out in Cranberry recently. Let me tell you, that was actually really good Mexican food. Now, a friend of mine had actually said this to me. You're going to get you're really going to get a kick out of the sick puppy. Excuse me.
Do tell.
Yes. A friend of mine went to this new Mexican restaurant called Patron. And I've heard good things about it. But here's the reason why he said it was good. They have real Mexican people working there.
Hey, you know... As weird as that sounds, I agree.
But you know what? Most Mexican restaurants I've gone to well, besides the border place, have Mexican people working there anyway. So it's I don't see the correlation.
When I walk in and I see the special of the day written on a board and it's misspelled, I know I'm authentic.
Yeah. Now, I haven't been there yet, but it has been the home of a couple fights, I guess, recently with Steelers punching their girlfriends in the faces, stuff like that.
Awesome.
It happens, I guess. And there are some really good Mexican restaurants around here, but I had to bring that up, that Negra Modelo is available at quite a few places, so if you can see it, get it. What the hell?
I was going to do the Modelo Especial next, right. But then I realized what was in, the next one. I think we should do this one first, and then maybe, high hopes for the Modelo brand. We'll finish with that one.
Oh, that works. What is this one? Oh, this is the one that I saw in the cooler at Three Sons. I said we had to
buy. Cerveza. This is actually not really a Mexican beer, per se. It's from Nicaragua. Close enough. Latin America, right?
Yeah, it works.
I have a feeling I'm not going to like this. The brand new import. Yeah, Tonya is how it's pronounced. Tonya.
The tag on it says, drink exotic. Say Tonya.
Exotic is marketing term for shit in a bottle.
New import, 100% natural. I have to give them credit for, spending like 5 cents to make these little tags.
Yeah, the tags that go over the bottles.
What a fucking waste of paper. Well, actually, what is this thing? This is plastic.
I have never had this beer before in my life.
Dude, I wonder if this is a sticker. I'd wear it.
Wow. I don't think it is, brother.
No, it's not like the sticker. It's not like the Hoppin' Frog label that you stuck on my chest at 30 cents.
If you're a home brewer, like I said in the last show, you get the Hoppin' Frog beers. They're delicious, top of that. But, you have the bottle opener?
Yes, I do.
Open it up, brother. Tonya Cerveza. This is me off on a heavy metal tangent from the 80s, but when I first saw this was from Nicaragua, all I could think of was the band Sacred Reich. They have an album called Surf Nicaragua. Great album if you're a metalhead.
Oh, my
God. Holy shit, that's almost water, dude.
You know what that looks like? That Mick Ultra that's out there. Oh.
How's it smell?
Oh, wait, hold on.
Zero head to that beer.
Hold on 1 second. I'm trying to keep all my bottles organized here since we're raging pitcher freaks. Hold on. Ooh, it actually smells kind of, it's got a little bit of, I think like a sweetness to it. Just from the aroma. Oh, there's like some kind of fruit in that. I think you might like that.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
I'm sorry, you're not a big fruit person. You are a fruit, but.
Oh!
Hey, you're the one wearing the rainbow outfit.
That's a light colored beer, bro.
Yeah, this is extremely clear. And what we should mention though too is the fact that just because it looks light doesn't mean it's necessarily bad, and if it's really dark doesn't mean it's a strong heavy beer either. Go take a look at Guinness.
And this is a lager, not an ale.
That surprised me. That's a lager.
It's got that typical.
I like the nose on
Latin
that,
America smell. To me, it's the same. Maybe it's the other beers influencing my taste. Right. But.
Hey, in honor of our good buddy Drew, who was here for the was it Sam Adams Utopias?
Yes.
Let's do
cheers.
Tits and ass. Malty.
Bad. That's bad. Holy fuck, is that bad?
I don't mind that.
Are you on crack? That's horrible.
No, I don't mind this.
It's almost got like a lime, lemony fruit taste already in the beer, like that fucking Miller Chill shit. Oh, this is better than the Miller Chill, I'll say that. But dude, I hate that.
I just want to sing.
This sucks, dude.
I don't think it's that bad.
Really?
You know why? Because
you've already had four other crap beers in front of this one?
Well, not besides that. The fact that
at least he admitted it.
If you go out and get me like a big old canister of the Hawaiian Tropic and squeeze it in my mouth, that's what this tastes like.
Dude, this is horrific.
I don't think it's that bad. Mine has a nice malt back to it.
He's drunk.
I don't mind that. I honestly do not mind that one bit.
Yeah, it's got a weird like finish to it that I just don't understand. I can't pinpoint it. It's not to me. That's not malty at all. It's got this sour fruity taste to it.
I like it. I don't know why.
I couldn't find enough information on this beer and how they brew it or anything. But I don't know what kind of yeast they use to get that fruity flavor, but that's just wrong.
I don't think it's that bad.
Fuck, dude, that's bad.
I could chug it, though. I could absolutely chug that beer.
Woo!
Oh, you know when you do the woo.
I know.
Wow. When you do the woo, we raise a glass to our boys at the Wrestling Mayhem
there you
show.
Go. No pain involved.
And ass. There you go.
Oh, dude, this is fucking horrific. Fuck you, I'm chugging it.
Well, there's Senor Spoon, Senor Sick Puppy, so wait, disagree.
See, here's the bad thing. Well, I shouldn't say it's a bad thing, but...
dangerous thing.
Normally, when we do... What, one, two, three, four... When we do about five beers, we're going to do six, but when we do five beers, usually we're pretty well tuned going into the end of the show, but... I feel fine because these are so light in alcohol. Of course, if my family hears it, like, oh my God, he drank a six pack and he was okay. There's something wrong with him. Oh.
Dude, how can you like that fucking beer?
I like it. I'm sorry.
Oh, I like so this. So bad.
I like this. It's got legs on the side, kind of like the.
Legs on the fuck?
There's legs on it. I'm trying to get into the whole rum thing there. It's got, or wine, sorry. It's got legs on the side. It's not bad.
Oh, you're nuts, dude. That's fucking horrible. I cannot... Dude, I'm shocked, actually. I mean, I know we've disagreed on the show before, but on this one, I'm dead serious. I am shocked that you like that beer.
I like it. I'm not saying I'm going to buy it again. I'm just saying it's...
Yeah, would you buy it again?
No.
Ever?
I'm going to cut my grass.
Oh, I wouldn't... Oh,
if I have more than like a postage stamp for grass someday...
This is fucking bad beer.
Because, in Pittsburgh, we don't have more than a patch of grass.
I'm chugging mine.
I'll chug mine. That's fine with me.
Dude, my fucking beer mug is so monstrous compared to yours. Every time we'd like do a clink, I think I'm going to shatter yours. This thing's huge. Did you just burp mid-chug?
I did. I like this beer. I can't help it. Like, if I'm at... Three Sons or whatever again. I see this. I want something kind of just to like chill and like have my hot dog, before I go back to work. I would buy this. I don't think it's that bad.
Trust me, it sucks.
And this is why you listen to our show.
Oh.
Because we got an extreme variance.
Fucking A, that's bad.
Yeah, normally we're both dead on, but
we disagree every now and then, but dude, I'm actually shocked that you actually disagree with me this time. I really am. That's fucking just wrong.
And honestly, it looks like water.
Yeah, it does.
It looks like colored water.
They all have so far, really. Last beer foil. Of the evening.
There's foil involved.
I know you hate the foil, dude.
I hate foil.
I respect this brewery, actually, so I hope this one is good. The color of this beer does not make me, it doesn't give me hope.
Doesn't inspire you.
I didn't.
Trying to... Cut some of this foil away before I open it here. Yeah,
Beer Advocate. Before I even start, this is Modelo Especial. Imported from Mexico, no doubt. Beer Advocate gives us a C.
Rapier? Six.
Six, yeah. So
apparently somebody didn't go to school. No difference in the fucking grades.
I'm going to crack mine open, brother. Looking forward to this one, actually.
Mine pass along the official SODT butt plug bottle opener. Thank you.
You got it, brother. I'm going to pour mine while you're opening yours.
Nice. Whoa, that sounded good.
Nice capper.
Took me 37 shows. Oh, God.
This is pouring like golden yellow crap like the rest of them.
But see, since I managed to get all the foil off of it before I cracked it open, I don't have chunks floating in mine. Or at least a little mental taste that will screw up my fillings.
You know what this smells like, Senor Spoon?
Hold on. Let me get a whiff.
All the other beers we've had this evening.
Yeah, it smells like everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. All right.
Doesn't give me much hope, my friend.
All right, the official SIDT tits and ass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not bad. Not good.
Tastes like Miller Lite.
Yeah, I agree. That's a fucking bland.
So if you're going bowling in Mexico.
Do they bowl in Mexico?
I'm sure they probably do.
Yeah, you know what? I thought I'd be
it's Miller Lite.
I thought I'd be impressed by this one, but
that's exactly what it is. It's Miller Lite.
Yeah, it is. I agree with you this time.
It's Miller Lite with a fancy label.
Yeah, that's
pretty much
very forgettable. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, you know, when I do go bowling in my bowling league that I'm president of.
Right. I hear that a lot.
I drink Miller Lite.
You suck.
Well, that's like my only choice. It's either that or Yingling. And, you know, after a while, you get tired of Yingling.
Yingling.
Ring, ring. All right. So we've come to the conclusion this is Miller Lite. What do you say?
Yeah, I can't really say anything about this beer. It is Miller Lite.
You're going to mow your lawn with it. You're going to wash your car with it in that.
Here's my recommendation on this particular beer, Senor Spoon, and our fans.
It is very golden, though. I mean, look at the color.
Here's what I'm thinking, though, dude.
What's up?
If you're going to drink this beer, save yourself $10 a case and just go buy Miller Lite. It's same shit.
Yeah, but, well, how much is this a case anyways? Because Miller Lite's expensive now.
It's got to be, I'm guessing here, but at least in PA, it's got to be $30 a case, 40.
All right, yeah. Cause
in between somewhere.
I think Miller Lite's going for about 20 or something.
Right, so yeah. Stay away from the Modelo Especial.
See, it bothers me that.
Well, it bothers me because I like their other beers.
Well, here's the thing that gets me.
The Modelo Dark is great.
I'm looking at the Beer Advocate site, and overall it's a C, but the brothers give it a B-. It's Miller Lite.
Yeah, it's bad. I don't know.
Maybe they were drunk when they reviewed this.
Like Sick Puppy is now?
Very well could be. But see,
Here's the other cool thing
with it, too, is for their food pairings, too, they list cuisine for, like, barbecue. I would have this at a barbecue.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but, again, just go buy Miller Lite. Save yourself some money.
But you want to seem special.
So get another freaking beer.
So pour your Miller Lite into these bottles and recap them.
Wow.
Because you're
going to be worth that. Just go buy Miller Lite.
Yeah, just buy Miller Lite. Save yourself the agony.
I'm very disappointed in this beer, Spoon.
Very. Would you say it's jug-worthy? Of course it is.
Yeah, dude.
Miller Lite.
Dumb question to ask me.
But see, it's going to go down nice and smooth. And so here's your... Hold on, let me... I have to take a look at the
I guess it's
here.
A great way to finish the show, because this is our last beer of the evening.
It is last beer. Yeah, there's nothing special about the label. It's two
Well, except
lions.
For the word special on it.
Yeah, you got
or,
two lions.
You know, in Mexican. In Spanish.
But see,
especial.
Here's the thing. Is if you're having a party, though, like people don't know, they're going to see this and be like, oh, my God.
You know what, though? I mean, if you're having a themed Cinco de Mayo party, all these beers would be great.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, as far as buying these on a regular basis?
No.
No. They're all drinkable, I think. Except for that fucking Sol. That was just rank.
Yeah, that shit was foul.
It's fucking horrible. But if you're a Corona person, get some Sol.
Get some Sol. Sol, sister.
To SIDT, it sucks, but
yeah,
you guys know how we feel.
Anyway, so here we go. We're going to finish off this Miller Lite, Mexican Miller Lite.
Yeah, I guess we're ending the show now, huh? This is it. Happy second anniversary, Senor Spoon.
Happy birthday. Happy anniversary.
Cheers, brother.
We will be starting, we don't even go by season, so we can't really say it's like season 3, episode 1.
Yeah, it's whatever. It's episode 37, right?
Yeah, I guess it's, we don't really have, well, we have seasons, but it's whatever. Listen to whatever you want. So here's the deal. Here's the dealio. How do we say that in Spanish? Dealio?
El dealio.
El dealio, yo.
Wow.
Okay, there we go. So here's what we're doing for you. If you're looking at our show, if you're looking at our website, you already know this. Or if you have our RSS feeds, you're going to know this already. We're doing video next, just like St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah, I kind of hinted at that earlier. But
here's what we're doing.
Great Kangaroo.
And tequila.
Yeah. Cinco de Mayo. We got to do some tequila, man.
I think Nick from Great Kangaroo suggested not doing tequila. He might not have. I don't think he mentioned doing tequila because of the fact that it's tequila.
You know what, though? If he's never done tequila through that motherfucker.
Then we're first.
Yeah.
We're innovators. Because we love those guys at Grey Kangaroo.
Yeah, we
love them. You could go to the shouldidrinkthat.com website and buy a Grey Kangaroo through us. Trust me, we wouldn't pimp this thing if we didn't believe in it.
Exactly. I mean,
we don't even get enough to get like a pack of smokes.
Right, but it helps our, you know.
It makes stuff. Us, yeah. It helps something somewhere. I don't know.
It helps for bandwidth, that kind of shit.
It helped us pay for these beautiful hats and the swag that we're wearing tonight.
Yeah, you'll see that on the video, trust me.
Or in the pictures from the show.
Right.
So that's what we're doing as our gift to you also, besides the whole contest and giving away a bunch of free shit. We're going to do video. That's right, video, more video. I don't know, are we going to release both of these at the same time? We're going to try.
Yeah, we're going to try.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
If not, you know, one after the other, probably.
Yeah. So we're going
to we've already been drinking.
So you know, damn well that the Grey Kangaroo is going to be a fun episode.
Dun, 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 dun.
I went to the state store, and I had Sick Puppy on the phone. And I said, all right, we have to find the cheapest tequila.
Yeah, I'm like looking up shit on the internet for him while he's like in front of the shelf.
Yeah, unfortunately, the cheap ones that we found also had, it was tequila.
With liqueur.
Yeah, with liqueur. And we're not doing that shit. We're doing straight up
straight
tequila.
Straight up tequila. The cheapest we could find, you'll see in the video. Trust me, it's... I don't think it's a. I know it's not a popular one. So.
And you want to know why it's cheap? Because it was $10.99 plus $1 off coupon.
We had a coupon.
Yeah, I had a coupon. I had a coupon that was on the bottle. And actually, the guy at the state store said, "I didn't realize this was on sale." My, there's tags on all these
probably
bottles.
Probably because it's crap and they don't sell it.
Well, he tried to ring the bottle through or the coupon through, and he's like, "You get 1 cent off." I'm like,
"1 cent?"
It's like it says $1.
1 cerveza.
And he's looking at it. He's looking at me. I'm like, I'm going to filter this through Grey Kangaroo. He's like, oh, you're those guys.
Yeah.
So we already have
the liquor store knows us.
So we already have a reputation. And on a side note, too, well, you know what? No, I'm going to save this for the video.
All right, brother.
I'll save that for the video. Yeah. So, yeah, get ready. We're about to do a video of us filtering tequila. It's going to be silver tequila, so you're not going to see the goldness. But we'll go into that whole gold-silver thing.
Yeah, well, actually, it's going to be educational because Sick Puppy's going to talk about a little tequila facts.
And Father Spoon, or sorry, Senor Spoon.
Senor Spoon, Senor Sick Puppy.
Is a
talk about tequila.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of tequila.
I'm a big fan of good tequila. Not that cheap shit that's on the bar shelves all the time, the mezcal. And
That's stuff that I'm going to bring up later, too. So there you go. Episode 37's in the can.
It's in the can. Wow, we just totally stole that from another podcast.
Did we?
Yeah.
Who?
The Twit.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, This Week in Tech.
I don't listen
another
to
episode
them.
In the can.
I don't listen to them.
My apologies to Twit. Not like you fuckers listen to us anyway, so.
Yeah, whatever.
Eat a bullet.
But if you want to have us on, that's cool.
All right, we still have to chug this, so right, I guess this is our outro.
Outro, and hey, I think we should close with some Mexican music if we can find it.
I think we should.
All right.
Cheers,
everyone. We'll see you on the video.
Love you. Thanks for 2 years and many more. Yeah.
Bitches!
We out.